Florida. It's the baddest motherfucking internet radio show of all time.
Or it's just the Fifth Circle. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
This is our new epic intro music.
Should I get my sword?
You should have a sword. You should have a sling. You should have a bazooka.
Maybe like bow and arrows.
You should have a space suit on. Like it should be every action genre mixed.
We should be slowly walking away from an explosion.
Yeah. You need to have on an astronaut's helmet with an Indiana Jones hat on top of it.
I feel like talking like Orlando Bloom right now.
It's yeah. Just everything makes you want to be Orlando Bloom.
I feel like stabbing Sean right now. Just no. Like shanking him in the side.
Can we not do that?
All right, that's...
You had it coming.
With epic trailer music. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're,
it's the Fifth Circle, guys.
A very oddly timed Fifth Circle this week.
No, we do. No, from now on, it's going to be 10:46 every Wednesday.
We're going to do it 10:46 to 12:15. It's very weird.
That's it, the exact time.
By the way, shot time.
Oh, shot.
Marie and I have been encouraging Marie to drink with me tonight.
Shots. All right, so Marie and Mercer doing Jaeger shots.
Ew.
Dutch, you going to do shots with us?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What are you taking
shots of?
Dutch has been doing shots since 7 o'clock this afternoon.
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan's for Dutch.
Oof. God, I hate that shit.
I'm going to do wheatgrass shots, guys.
Why do we do this? Tastes bad.
But when you do it again, it'll feel better.
And the more you feel, and then like, yeah, seriously, you do it more and more.
It's like, this is delicious.
And then suddenly you're not dead inside. It's really great.
All right, so what's the rules for this drinking game? How often are you going to drink?
When I say drink.
I just wanted to kind of drink.
Okay.
There's no structure to it.
We're adults. We don't have to play games.
That's why I don't like drinking games. I don't like... Like, if I liked structure in my life, I wouldn't have become an alcoholic.
Right.
So when you create, like, ways for me to drink, I don't... You know what I like to do? I like to play a video game and slowly get drunk. Is that too much to ask? Turn that into a game itself? All right, dude, we're gonna watch the Republican National Convention, and every time they say economic responsibility, we're going to do a shot. No, why? Why don't we just do shots and get drunk and go out and try to get laid? How about we do that instead?
I actually had a hippo juice drinking game going on for a little while there.
Yeah, we did.
I still play it.
I mean, I really am essentially just shit-talking. Drinking games can be fun.
I just don't even remember. It was every time John said something stupid?
Every time he said like... If he said like three times in a sentence, every time I screwed up a sound clip. I need to pull up the rules. We posted it, I think, in the Facebook thing, right?
I don't remember.
They can be a lot of fun. It's like, it just depends on the... I remember being younger and everybody was like, oh, let's do this and beer pong. And then it ended up turning into a fucking state fair at your friend's 4th of July party. And you're like, I just wanted to have some beer.
Why are you having a pie contest? Yeah, I don't understand.
Dude, I just wanted to drink and maybe fuck one of your cousins. And this is turning into like a way complicated thing now. Huh. So anyway.
Seriously, guys.
I got dragged out of bed like almost like in those like when you sign up for one of those CIA assassin programs, like in the Bourne Identity, and they just rip you out of bed at night and simulate a kidnapping. So that was fun.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was nice. Have Sean call me at like 3 o'clock and go, all right, we're gonna go now because they start at 7, and you know that's...
Oh well, it's better than taking two taxis and a bus. So shut the fuck up.
This is true. Only to take one taxi. Why would you take two taxis and a bus?
Because you get halfway there, then you realize this guy is kind of shady. You should just drop me off wherever, then you call another taxi.
Nah, man. All the cab drivers down here are Haitian or Jamaican.
You say that like that's a good thing? Or
it's a great thing. I'm from New York. They're usually Pakistani.
So what's
better?
Like, all right, well, it's very simple. Middle Easterners want you dead just because that's the way it should be.
And that's the way God intended
it. Whereas the Haitian and the Jamaican will only kill me if it's going to profit them in some way.
That's true.
Like regular people.
Mm.
All right. That logic might have turned me. You're right.
Like, I'm not going to get killed. I'm not going to get decapitated by some guy just because. But if you want to kill me for my sneakers, I get that.
I mean, they're nice sneakers. Yeah, no. Look, it's my fault for wearing new Jordans in your neighborhood.
Nobody should ever rock DCs this nice in Hollywood. Just don't do that.
Do people still steal shoes?
Sorry, they're on the T-Pain.
That's from that song, 5 o'clock in the morning. Blah, 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 blah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Can't believe it. Yeah, that one.
Oh, God.
I know, and I hate it too, but I've literally been getting my hands on these DJ tracks where you get like you get the instrumental and the acapella. No, it's not that one. It's the.
I know, that's the only one I have.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought Royce
conversation.
Was playing. But yes, that was. So I've been getting these like the DJ, like the, you get the acapella track and then the instrumental so you can DJ. Right. And I don't really DJ, but it does make for sound drops like this. Which is just very amusing. I've been playing that at work constantly, much to the annoyance of...
Yeah! Trying to find...
Yeah! Song. So...
Which song?
Wow, oh, yeah! I just want to congratulate... Did Dutch beat you this week?
Yep.
Yes, I did!
Congrats to Dutch.
That's not where it goes.
Similar.
That's not where it goes.
I just wait there until I heard you come up.
What is this? T-Pain.
No.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
This ain't from what this is from.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Look at me like that again. Look at me like that again.
I will.
Look at me like that again.
Look at me like that again. You be sitting outside, nigga. Use the inside tone before I put your ass outside.
They said I was okay, up. Spider.
No, I am all right. You're not all right. No, but no, it's from Can't Believe It, Lil Wayne, actually.
I think it's Sir Lil Wayne, I believe is a correct title for him.
I believe that
British?
No, he was knighted.
Was he?
I totally made that up. Why would you believe me? Does that sound like anything possible?
No, you know what, though? In Sean's defense, they have knighted some pretty worthless people.
Name 57.
Name 75 worthless people that have been knighted. I don't think any entertainer should be knighted. Elton John. Paul McCartney. Fuck him. He's a Beatle.
Sir Paul McCartney.
I get that Paul McCartney's a Beatle, but guess what? You still did not fight in World War II.
Guys, he's not a Beatle. He's a human being.
Elton John looks like a fat lesbian now.
He really does. He's just awful.
Because he is.
He looks like Al Gore's spouse. Elton John should marry Al Gore. They look like just an old gay couple at this point.
Elton John. That's why we have to sign documents.
Elton John looks suspiciously like the lesbian that beat me and my ex-wife up in our sleep.
Trust me, I don't think this is going to get back to Elton John. We're going to be all right.
Yeah, no, we'll be safe. I think we're clear.
You don't know that.
Sir Brian Adams, Jim says.
Sir Brian Adams. But that shows the silliness of it. Like, that would be the equivalent. Like, if we had a knighthood, it would be like giving Brian Adams the, not the Medal of Honor, but like, what's
Brevard.
The one? No, Medal of Valor.
Okay.
Which is what we give to, like, citizens that do something great. That'd be like giving the Medal of Valor to Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
He's great, right, Dutch?
It'd be like giving the Medal of Honor to Ryan Adams, really.
It'd be like giving the Medal of Honor to Ryan Lopez.
He would deserve more.
Well, he certainly has renounced his ancestry.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's definitely an American, that kid. Spanish? What?
Get that shit out of here, please. I'm sorry, but I don't even know. Kay?
Is he really that bad at Spanish?
Yes.
Excuse me? Could I have an enchilada, please?
Yes. What are you playing?
Brian Adams. Brian Adams,
Summer of 69.
Real six string.
Now, he had had a fake six string.
Right, so for a while.
So to me personally, he's already cheating because he already had practice.
Yes.
You know, he's trying to claim that he got his first guitar in 69, but clearly it was his first real six string. Plus, he might have had a five string before that.
We don't know. There's these facts that's still out there. We should get Jesse Fandura to figure that out. That
and why did he get his six string? Is he, like, does he also ride on a steel horse?
Yes. He's seen a million faces and rocked them all.
Has he rocked them all, though?
All of them. Every face has been currently
Brian
rocked.
Adams.
Yes.
You sure?
Every single. Yeah,
Brian, so you're confidently telling me right now.
I am telling you right now.
Brian Adams.
Yes.
Has rocked
Sir,
every face he's
Sir
ever seen.
Sir Brian Adams has rocked every face that he has seen.
I would fucking commit 9/11 against Britain if they knighted Brian Adams. Who's not even British? He's Canadian, isn't
he? So? You don't have
to
be.
Oh, he is Canadian, so he's a Commonwealth country.
Right. So, yeah, Sir Bryan Adams is...
Sir Bryan Adams, the third.
At the House of Lords. From the House of Lords.
You know who's in the House of Lords? Hmm. A lot of people don't know. But what's his face?
Queen Latifah.
Christopher Guest.
Reeves, oh.
Christopher Guest.
Chris Benoit.
Of the Spinal Tap mockumentary fame is a member of the House of Lords.
Really?
Very interesting fact. Isn't it?
So we're just saying facts now. I don't know what you're you're leading it mean.
No, I just brought that up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Speaking of Spinal Tap, this blind quarterback thinks he's awesome, Marie.
Andy Dalton.
That was the worst lead in ever.
Tim Tebow.
Yes.
If there's Dutch's favorite quarterback ever, Tim Tebow. I'm buying you a Tim Tebow jersey for your birthday, Dutch.
Oh, dude.
But you would have to still wear it because it's kind of they have cool jerseys,
and it's
the
rude
Broncos
if you don't
have cool jerseys.
It is rude if you don't wear a jersey that nice. That
you think so?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think they're ugly.
I love the Broncos jersey. Listen, my team is the Dolphins. We have a fish. Man. We have a fish.
It's a mammal.
All right.
And you know what? I actually like the throwbacks better when they were the Denver Tallywaggers.
Okay, Marie.
Would you say that if there's one position in football that requires you to be alert at all times, it's the quarterback?
I would say that. That would be something. Me and Marsh, before the show,
yeah,
we're discussing that.
I was also discussing, you know, if I was going to build a football team and I needed somebody alert, I would also want my center to be alert, my safety, my cornerbacks, my linebackers, basically everybody, more or less. I would like them all to be alert, preferably, if I'm paying the $1 million to cover a ball.
All right, well, aside from having to find the open receiver once the ball is hiked, you also have to keep your eyes on the opposing defenders coming up at you from all angles, essentially, as a quarterback.
Just a bit outside.
Sorry. So, Stanley Lake, Colorado High School quarterback Rhett Gutierrez knows exactly what it's like.
Spanish people don't make good quarterbacks.
Look at Mark Sanchez.
It's not a shortstop.
Go ahead.
He knows exactly what it's like to deal with the pressure of playing the most difficult position on the field. But unlike most...
Coach.
Sorry, go ahead.
But unlike most
General
signal...
Manager.
That's easy to do, blind. Sorry, go ahead.
Unlike most signal callers, Gutierrez has to deal with another issue when he goes under the center, and that's playing quarterback while being legally blind.
I got my own fucking problems.
All right, so wait.
Why? So he can't see without his glasses.
What?
Go ahead.
As the Denver Post.
As Denver Post.
Pointed out in a recent article, Gutierrez suffers from...
having a Hispanic last name. Sorry.
Stargut?
Being Brown.
S-T-A-R-G-A-R-D-T.
Oh, Stargate.
Stargate.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, not
good
so much movie. The show, though.
But the movie, though.
No, the show is actually better than
the
movie.
Well, whatever. Sorry. The Stargate disease, which is also known as the junior form of macular degeneration. The disease has caused him to lose most of his sight to the point which he's now considered legally blind. Despite the setback.
Oh, okay, so legally blind.
Right.
Yeah. So he can see, but legally blind. Despite the setback, Gutierrez has been learning Stanley Lake's shotgun offense this season, relying on his knowledge of predetermined routes to help him find his open receivers.
He has a playbook in Braille. What an asshole. Fucking blind quarterback. Who the fuck? Why would you do that? Why would you recruit this kid? Even to make him feel good about himself. Why?
Watch the Dolphins recruit him. Go ahead.
Says or hand the ball off to a running back. Even though the disease has been frustrating at times, it hasn't stopped Gutierrez from continuing to play the sport and keep a positive attitude.
Or as they call it, being pitied. Sorry, go ahead.
If you get a retinal disease, you want this, Gutierrez told the Denver
Post. You want
Post.
To be a quarterback? I don't understand.
It stinks, but it could be way worse. I don't know what you're supposed to want out of macular degeneration. He helped the junior varsity team win 3 games this season and managed to throw for 2 touchdowns in the process.
One second. Can somebody read what late 90s comedian Chim posted in the chat room? If anyone could please read that. Can you read it as Dangerfield, please, Mersh? Please? Please, his danger field.
You have a good danger field.
Wait, where is where he signed out? He was so embarrassed.
No, look here. It's yeah, the Ustream chat.
Ah, that's why.
Yes.
Hey, what can you be legally blind?
Kill yourself, Jim.
Knowing Mitch and his dry sense of humor, like that's actually pretty funny coming out of him.
Fucking Mitch, he's an idiot.
So I would rate his beard at a 9 and his sense of humor at about a -3.
Yeah, we were saying that. Fucking Mitch has a 1,000-yard stare, but a great beard.
He is an amazing. He's a movie beard,
right?
So Marie, like, is it like blind in the fact that he can't see peripherally or directly in the front of him? You know what I mean?
He's a quarterback. What does it matter? What is now? You're really splitting hairs. Down. All right. Well, he's a quarterback. Can he kind of see? Is he colorblind? Can he see out of court?
Attempting to move his.
I know. I was joking. I'm pointing out the humor in the fact that he's a quarterback, and you're like, well, so he can kind of see, right? So you sound like the guy who just.
I just want to know what's considered legally blind. Because I'm considered legally deaf.
See, like. Like Dutchess, this sounds like the coach who just risked his whole career because he didn't do all his research and he picked this kid up in the first round of the draft.
Yeah,
and now like he's on the phone going, all right, so how blind? Like, how blind are we talking? Because this is my fucking job now. Are we talking like peripheral vision?
Trying to get a piece on 60 Minutes, dude. Come on.
Can he at least get it in a running back's hands?
There's a tab. Do you not know how Ustream works? There's
yeah,
a tab.
I got it. Sorry.
We're having another...
Royce is having a moment. I honestly think Royce is legally blind.
Yeah, no, it
or
is,
legally
it
retarded.
It is going in and out, isn't
we're
it?
We're having a Royce Murray moment.
What is? Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Fuck. Hold on. Throughout the evening. Have you been recording too, Dutch?
I'm recording here. Yeah.
Thank God. Hold on.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
What happened?
Every once in a while.
It's like we were booted off of.
I have games where like I'll be like, "Hey, Royce, can you hand me that thing?" And then Royce will be like, "What thing? Where?" And it's right in front of him, and I'll just sit there and I'll wait to see how long he figures out that it's like.
Again, while we were on the air.
No, what I messaged Royce was, are we still uploading the Hippo Juice show to Dropbox, which might also do the same thing.
Mm.
Okay, it should be fine now.
I didn't have internet at that
because
time.
Because I have powers of deductions in my puny little girl brain.
Like, she can totally deduce how to make really good fudge brownies.
Deduce?
I don't really know
or
where that comes from. Because I've never made you fudge brownies. Nor have I made you a delicious turkey dinner.
Well, you should. Maybe we're finding a problem here.
You made me delicious tacos once.
I did.
Yeah, and as a thank you, you ripped her fucking plumbing out of the wall.
I cooked the shit out of a taco.
Hey, Marie, I promise if you ever make me a delicious dinner, I'll leave your house intact.
Thank you.
I'll just thank you for a lovely evening, and I'll leave.
By the way, I actually had a near panic attack just thinking about that the other day.
Why?
Like, I got embarrassed by myself going, dude, it's like the first time I'm meeting half of the group. I mean, I obviously have hung out with Marie right. and Royce. And I just was just playing over that whole situation when it happened again. I just got embarrassed all over again. And I literally almost had a panic attack in the middle of work.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be too embarrassed about it. I mean, it's not like it gets brought up all that often. Just every time I see everybody.
Every single time. Yeah, but on I mean, and off yeah. the air.
But hey, look on the bright side. It stopped us talking about you fainting in Chinatown.
Okay, you know what? That?
See, Dutch, now all you got to do next time you come out and visit is rape somebody brutally and then cave their head in with a brick.
We'll never talk about the same thing again.
Not the rape part so much, but I was thinking about, like, dude, the last two times I've hung out with Marie and Royce, something weird has happened.
Yeah, you're the problem.
You have seizures and you flood my house.
It's not really a secret.
I don't feel any better about any of this now.
It's not for you to feel better. It's just the truth.
Probably going to start crying.
Okay, hopefully you do. Anyway.
Wow, this is interesting.
Is it really?
No. That the this goes to what we were talking about, something we were talking about off the air. Matt and Trey Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Have apparently been under investigation by the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, I knew that.
Endlessly for like years.
So what happened?
They're stalking them. I don't know. I'm just reading it now, really, to be honest.
Well, then read it out loud. So I share it with us.
Now you get to read.
I hate reading news stories.
Okay, well, I don't have it. You want me to read it? Send it to me.
For Matt and Trey, for Matt's.
Boo, you call that reading? Sorry. Go ahead. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I fucking hate you guys.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go.
All right. From Matt
Rag Stone, arm.
From Matt Stone and Trey Parker, nothing is holy or immune to satire. And since the launch of their groundbreaking animated TV series, South Park.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
It's been I think it's on a couple channels. They've skewered a multitude. It's an animated show, right?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they've skewered a multitude of world religions, pointing out hypocrisies, inanities, or just playing with ridiculous stereotypes. One of their most famous religious satires, 2005 Scientology targeting Trapped in the Closet episode, allegedly struck such a nerve with church leaders that the group responded by targeting Stone, Parker, and their friends in a long-term covert investigation.
Wood Four Liquor is in the room, says, who's the unfunny hack in the red shirt with the raspy I just smoked a carton of cigarettes voice?
Hey, Wood Floor, like, you know what? We can't all...
Sean.
Listen. We can't all have, you know, interviews with very famous pre-recorded celebrities and ask hard-hitting questions. All right? We can't all do that.
Didn't the Wayne Brothers invent a parody?
Satire, entire genre.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Neither did they.
Okay.
But they were informed during that interview.
Oh. So what did they say, the South Park guys?
So, Marty Rathbun, a former Church of Scientology executive turned critic and independent worshiper, revealed to the Village Voice a number of documents that detail the religious sect's detailed surveillance of the Emmy-winning TV moguls. They are almost like a weird couple. Like, they live together.
Yeah, they hang out, hold hands.
Yeah. What is Colorado, man? Ugh. Anyway.
They just went to college. They don't live here.
Through the help of... What are you talking about? Isn't that where their house is?
Yeah.
They have like a huge... In the compound.
Well,
is like,
Boulder... Well, dude, if you know anything about Colorado, Boulder is basically...
No, we don't know anything
like,
Colorado. They'll say it's so smug, Dick.
It's like... No, dude, no. Boulder is like the L.A. of the mountains. It's the worst town in the world.
Is it? You should be shot for saying
dude,
that.
Dude, the most LA amount of the L.A. mail that I've gotten from doing Dutch and Royce or whatever it was... when I said that, why didn't the Virginia Tech shootings happen in Boulder?
Wood Floor Licker says, hey, I can't help that John is a hack interviewer.
After hearing the L.A. of the mountains, you should be shoved off of a mountain. That was terrible.
I heard...
We're actually the L.A. of the mountains. That's what people say.
No, I was saying that in a condescending way. They are. Like, if you think of L.A...
More like El Gay.
I'm trying to make a joke, you dummy.
Dude, there was a story my cousin told me about these hipsters in Denver that, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Thought it'd be cool. They thought it'd be cool to own an apartment above a bar.
Sounds
so, like,
great.
A bunch of people bought, like, this, like, hipster bar. Like, they bought apartments above it.
Right.
And the first thing they did was unite and run that bar out of the neighborhood because of the noise. But the bar was there first. And then they added, like, residential housing. Yeah, and then they pushed that. And that is Denver, from what I experienced when I was
is that story. What you are?
What happened with the South Park guys again?
Ouch.
Okay, he's mad because Tebow is an awesome quarterback.
He really is phenomenal. Is he not?
The show along.
I mean, Tebow. Not only is he playing ball like a motherfucker, but he's setting people's hearts on fire.
He's not
and that's
playing
what's
ball. He is. Dude, he's rough and tumble, I think, is the term I use.
That is not... I am... Oh,
rough and tumble.
You see that game against Miami.
He had... Actually...
Oh, yeah. The
Miami's a tough team, bro.
4 yards passing, and then just the amazingness that happened at the end.
Look, by 3 or by, you know, by 3 or by 300, they beat a tough team.
And that even... Week. They came out. They came out and just really killed them.
Whatever, you know, a win's a win. I'll take it. But
I have audio from the game.
Season.
This was playing during the comeback. Hearts on fire.
Oh yeah, no. This was the entire theme of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
This is Tebow's theme song.
How the quarterbacks have the headsets? They pipe it in.
Yeah.
So you can hear it.
No, they pipe it in through the whole stadium.
Yes.
like Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn
in our stadium in Miami. By the way, were chanting for him. That's how good he is.
Yeah. Like, private citizens actually rented a helicopter to blare.
Maybe this time you'll believe, Dutch. Why don't you believe in the man, the myth?
I was mainly, you know, rooting against him because he was your starting quarterback this week in fantasy football, and, you know, we were playing against each other.
No.
Which, by the way, what was the final score again?
89.
Oh, domination!
Yeah, you did. You beat me. But and on top of that, you cursed me because Beanie Wells is out and so's McGahey. I had to go make a back alley trade with Punchy to get a fucking running back.
You got like Donald Brown.
No, I got D'Angelo Williams.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
I'm sorry. I blanked out on who he runs.
I got a new cornerback, actually.
Carolina.
I just picked up Tiki Barber.
Oh, I heard.
He's going to do big things.
I heard Tiki Barber. By the way, did you want to go over that list that I posted on his wall about the 11 worst kind of fantasy football
people? That was hilarious. I was losing my shit before I even got to
it. I'll pull it up. I knew we wanted to talk about it just
before I got to number six.
Do you want to finish what this article was, or you just want to go 80 to
80? I want to know about Matt and Trey Parker.
Okay, go ahead. Keep reading. I'll pull it up.
Yes. Okay, so he was quoted as saying they were pulling up things. Phone records, bank records, personal letters that expose some kind of vulnerability. They'll read stuff into the kind of alcohol you're drinking and how much, prescriptions. They'll figure out your diet. So they basically have an entire dossier on Matt and Trey.
That's actually awesome.
Scientology. No trouble has arisen from it yet, but Jesus, that's kind of weird. That's just frightening.
Did you see the 60 Minutes thing they just put out on them?
No, because Roy's
it's actually
show
pretty
it
interesting.
Me.
Maybe it was 2020.
But I like, see it.
You know, no. They had a whole documentary on Comedy Central about it called 6 Hours to Air. Where
I didn't see that. I just saw like basically the interview.
Right. Yeah, but they're fucking geniuses. Anyway.
I like the fact that their MO was, you know, look, you know, as long as you and me laugh, you know, between the two guys, as long as it makes them laugh, then it's going to make the air.
Right.
Like, they don't go through any kind of editing work or anybody who, you know, like the fact that they're that involved with their own show.
And they still do all the voices,
and things like that they do is kind of cool.
Right.
Which is phenomenal when you hear the range of the voices on that show.
It's insane.
I mean, they really are talented.
That is a little annoying after a while.
Yeah, it's the only thing about that show just drives me.
Yeah, but
bad.
Every time.
Hi, the radio freaks.
Hello. I'm sorry. Is this a bad time to call?
No, you call whenever you want.
It's
what's up?
It's always ever. A good time for you to call, Brian.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't interrupting that hack fucking hitching his start in the Hippo Juice franchise.
Hey, Brian. Brian,
no,
question.
That's always going on. That's a continuous thing. So it's
Brian, question. I heard you guys invented movie parodies.
No,
is that true?
John.
Okay, so, no, I'm pretty sure it was you guys when you did Scream. I remember pretty vividly. The Scream parody, I remember that.
Look, and I'm going to say this because I have a big pair of balls because I know he's not fucking listening. John fucking stinks.
Nice. Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ. He can't even do show prep, let alone figure out a person's bio the right way. Nice.
Come on. What's wrong with just looking at Wikipedia when you have a guest on? It works for everybody.
I know. What the fuck?
So he might as well have just said, so which one are you? The one that has the sitcom? The blank man? I'm not really sure.
Which one's the black guy?
Fucking motherfucker, I've been trying to get that joke out for 5 minutes and you stepped all over me.
Sorry. Well, it's my show.
Fucking hack.
So when you
that's
were
awesome.
On
I was curious
Matters,
how that was going to go.
Is Urkel really that dorky?
When are you, the black guy or the white chick?
No, it was a big get, though.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, this is going great. Nice.
I don't know, like, if he's playing clips of you.
I don't know. I don't know who the real one is.
He's playing clips of me. Nice, nice. That's awesome.
All right, we get it's awesome. What else?
Yeah, at first I thought everything was normal. I'm like, wait, something's off.
Ryan, you know I love you.
That's awesome. Nice. That's awesome. I don't even have to call the show. I'm on the show all the time anyway.
Exactly.
Nice. Very nice.
You live in Mersh's laptop.
So I have
that's a Jerry Mersh.
I need a favor.
Hold on. That's Mersh just muttering in the middle of a sentence.
So, I still want that. I still want that.
No, that's Mersh after 1 o'clock in the morning any given night of the week.
That's me waking up. That's my Nick Nolte wake up every morning. Every day. It's, Sean's seen that wake up. It's not pretty.
It's funny.
So how are you, Brian?
I've seen that fucking wake up. That's not pretty.
Yeah, he has.
So I need really a favor. Gay.
Sure.
Can I play something on your show real quick?
Yeah, it's fine.
I have something here that's a little bit dated. It'll only take 52 seconds to play. But
go for it.
Every week we play this on our show, and I would love to replace it with something.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Delicious.
Hold on. Okay, I got it.
We know what it is.
You want a new promo for the show?
Yes.
All right. You've been bugging me. We're sorry.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
We promote our proud brothers and sisters over at the Hippo Juice Show every week.
My brothers.
Right before us.
My brothers. Do you mean Wayne's brothers? Which one are you?
Nice. Brian. In order to get a promo made for your show, why would you call the show that doesn't itself yet have a promo?
We have a promo.
That's why? Awesome.
We're going to make a
while
promo.
While they're making one, they might as well throw something together for you,
we'll
too.
We'll make a promo right now on the fly, and Dutch will cut it up. Don't even have music. Ready? Hey, Fifth Circle's on Fridays from 6 to 8. Listen on Edge FM.
Give it a whirl.
And just Dutch, just like throwing lasers right here.
Choop, choop,
and then we're fine.
So how about this?
You two can tune in to listen to Mersh hitch his coattails to the Hippo Juice folks every week.
That is absolutely correct. And actually, no, I'd be hitching myself to their coattails, stupid.
That's what I said.
You can't hitch your coat. No,
here we go. Here's some lasers.
One cannot hitch their coattails to something.
No, that's fart lasers, you dick.
The last 30 seconds, I'm just going to take that and just put it right there.
How about this for like a motto? It would be like the Fifth Circle.
It isn't about being good.
No.
Jesus.
That's the motto of your career.
Yeah.
It isn't about being good.
You know who that is.
How good is, by the way, speaking of, can you do me a favor, Woodflicker, since you're up there? Can you ask Evan to, I'm still waiting for the $40 he owes me for all the drinks he fucking bought.
Jesus Christ.
If you ever run into him or see him, because I know you guys run in the same circles, can you ask him to please give me the rest of the money? Because I could really use it. Tell him, I think a year and a half has been long enough for me to wait.
And it's actually courtesy that we're not charging interest at this point.
And Brian, while we're on the topic of hitching yourself to people's coattails, please send my love to Dr. Steve. That wasn't my button.
That has come full circle. He considers himself hanging on to my coattails now, which is really fucking annoying and scary at the same time.
Tell him to take his finger out of your ass, and he won't feel that way.
I am not
He is a doctor, and it's called proctology.
I am not anywhere near as famous as he gives me fucking credit for, or as good either.
No one's on the other side of that argument. I don't think anyone's...
I think we were all nodding in agreement, yes. Yes, that is true.
In unison, we were nodding.
Yeah, you get one of... Even T-Pain agrees with you. You even got T-Pain on board for that one.
We get our fair share.
So, like, do you have anything else to promote? You got any, like, anybody that was in Screw magazine in 1978?
I heard you guys are getting Wayne Brady.
Is that true?
He's talented.
That guy. He sings.
Definitely make sure he sings something.
He sings, he acts, and he could do improv. He's a triple threat. He
really is.
You know, it's funny. I didn't actually call to promote my show. I just called to ask you guys to help you promote your show.
Okay, we're going to do that, but we want to know when we're going to get Wayne Brady on there.
By the way, but Royce Mann is that Wayne Brady?
I was playing our stuff on your channel promoting our show.
If you wrote a pilot and you had Wayne Brady starring in it, you'd be a triple threat to the ratings.
If old fucking Bette Midler over there would shut the fuck up for a minute, I'd tell you.
He does talk over everybody.
Holy shit.
Ooh, gangbang.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it's one thing to say it on Dutch and Royce, but this is Fifth Circle, bitch.
Sorry.
To answer your question, Dutch, we do a commercial break where we play promos for Dr. Steve, for Unlearn, for you guys, just so the people know when the show's on.
Are you calling from a phone booth in Chicago? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Dude, what the hell? Are you next to the ocean? There's like wind.
You.
No.
He's calling from the new app. He has Apple. They actually have a new seashell phone.
Listen, do me a favor. Put us on hold. When you land in Oz, we'll finish talking to you.
I do not have a fucking Apple phone. I really hope Steve Jobs died. Oh, never mind.
Oh, you don't? Jesus. Oh, wow. Whoa. That wasn't nice. He was a good man. He did a lot to, you know.
He wasn't that good.
To enrich the world.
He was a dick, actually.
He built up the world around him.
Yeah, yeah, I heard he was a dick.
They had like the latest like 2020 thing on him. He was an asshole. Such an unlikable dude.
Why? Because he was a genius?
Here we go. Contrary shot. I'm just pushing Mike away. Here we go.
No, but you know what? I'm even sure
his personality.
Were people mad that the billionaire was short with them? Well, you know what? He's a billionaire. You have time to sit here and fucking bullshit and go over a little minor details.
No one says that about Bill Gates.
Oh, God bless Bill Gates. I hope he treats people like shit. He's earned it.
Bill Gates and his wife are actually very entrepreneurial and give to lots and lots of charities.
No shit, Mr. Obvious.
Thank you, Brent.
Mr. Obvious statement of the year.
Really?
So Bill Gates is entrepreneurial, really. Tell me more about him. Computer buff, is he?
No, but I heard he's one hell of a Wayans Brothers fan.
Well, who isn't these days?
Kind of a bookworm, is he?
You don't have to listen to that interview. Mersh fucking plays every drop from it every time he plays my voice.
Tell me more about Bill Gates. Is he not much of an athlete, I hear?
Oh, wow.
More fascinating facts about Bill Gates. He was a bit of a bookworm.
Bill Gates cannot dunk a basketball. Fact.
Mersh.
Yes.
So when are you coming back up to the tri-state area?
I don't know. Whenever I'm ready to give up on life again.
I can't wait to have somebody blow you in the backseat of my car again.
Wait, who blew you in the backseat of a car?
That chick that called in.
That was Brian's car.
That we did just made fun of her for. Okay, yeah, she was awesome.
That was brutal.
The fucking clown that was driving while he's getting blown in the backseat from the fucking two he was with.
I thought you were talking about the other chick that blew you, Fat Arms McGee.
No, not Fat Arms McGee.
Okay.
Brian was there for that, too.
You were there was for Fat really Arms McGee? Bad?
Which one is Fat Arms McGee?
Ooh.
Okay, I'll leave it.
Brian hasn't been listening.
I think Brian. I think you're friends with Fat Arm McGee. Oh, so man. I don't know if you want. We kind of ripped into her for a while.
Oh no!
I'll give you a clue.
Let's put it this way. No. Let me give Brian the clue.
Or something else.
Let me put it this way. All right, Brian. She fooled around with me. And let's just say she has jurisdiction in all 50 states.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. No?
Hillary Clinton?
No. Oh.
Why are you guessing?
I'm a little lost, too.
I know what it is now. But
I know what it is now.
But if Royce is going to chime in with his...
Wait, Brian just had the realization.
Just got it.
Oh,
but just Royce, had the Kaiser Soze moment.
Do not let Royce chime in with his hint, because his hints are like saying the name of the person.
Yeah, he'll
be like, I didn't.
Well, good.
Condoleezza Rice.
Let's go with what Dutch said.
Like, Royce is the kind of guy that when he's telling a story, he's just, I'll give you a hint. We went to high school with him. His name was Steve Robles. He was fat. He lives on Garner Street. You're like, all right, Jesus, Royce. Too many hints.
Let's be fair to Condoleezza Rice. She's like a three.
Let's be fair that also, let's just say that she might have been in the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Guys.
Oh, you're
wow.
So retarded.
Like okay, I
hold
said,
on a second. Now, wait.
Hint.
Was she the one that called in when you guys were trashing her that one time? Or
no, I wish that had
that
happened.
Trust me, that's not going to happen. First off, she's too busy being devastated by breaking up with a. Let me not even fucking start.
See, Royce is the worst. You can't do
that.
But
I just stopped.
You can't let
Probably
him.
Probably the worst person ever.
You can't. That's why I contemplate what things I tell him and what I don't, because
does look like a beach right after a hurricane.
Marie keeps things from him, not because she's dishonest, but because she's concerned about the show.
Salute.
I'm protecting. I protect
salute.
Other people.
Me and Marie are going to do a shot. Ready? Go. Royce, talk. Go quick.
I do the same
shot,
thing.
Shot. Hey, Finn. Hey.
Whoa.
Finish your shot.
Hey.
He gives me a double shot. I'm taking it in halves.
All right. Fair enough.
I was saying Royce talk like I was going to say go ahead and like spill the beans while she was doing her shot.
No. I'm done. That's really as vague as I'm going to be.
It wasn't that vague.
It was
just for the record,
vague.
I'm not a big fan of her ex-boyfriend either.
I don't think anybody is
on planet Earth.
Anyway.
Said person's been getting a lot of heat on Twitter lately, and he just can't handle it.
Well, that's fine, but also I'm not a big fan of her, period. So
I'm not a fan of any woman's period.
Me neither.
I can't jump on that bandwagon because I have no personal experience in that realm or genre.
You
so
will.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
It's
so
messy.
I'm still on her good side, so let's leave it that way.
Well, no. It's not messy. A matter of being on anyone's good side.
Yeah, I didn't get on her bad or it's good a matter side. She got on my bad side.
You're messing around. You're joking with Mersh, obviously, with the coattail rider. She literally was that with us, so... It was a little personal. It's all it was, you know.
Yeah, it got pretty.
It
bad.
Was a little personal. It was a little, not even like radio funny. It was just personal.
Yeah, she blew me while I was on my way to go open for Standhope. You think she would have blown me if I was opening for Wally Collins? Get the fuck out of here! Come on.
Maybe what about if you're opening for the Wayans Brothers?
That is true. That would be a pretty... I wouldn't say no to that gig.
No.
I'd be there. I mean, I'd probably get booed off stage.
You know who would say no to that?
And you know what? And you know what would happen? No, Cat would miss an awesome opportunity. And you know what? No, Cat would just wallow in obscurity. Fuck no, Cat.
Wait a minute. I just figured something out.
Hmm.
The only time Mersh really gets blown of any note is when he's opening for a famous person.
He is a point.
It's true.
No, I've gotten blown plenty of times without that. It just doesn't hurt. No.
Yeah, but wasn't it an epic story behind it?
This really wasn't an epic story. That dumb bitch calling in made it epic.
Well, you got
blown. Now, hold on. Now, the girl who called in, she was the ugly one, right?
She wasn't.
She was the fat one.
You call her too. Like, Brian, you were in the car with him. How bad was it?
She wasn't awful. I have a tendency to like
bigger boned chicks anyway. So, I mean, she wasn't fucking disgusting. She wasn't missing any teeth or nothing. She was kind of cute, but she was heavy.
Was the harpoon scars that tilted you, right?
That'll do it.
Those Japanese are just cruel.
Her fucking seven friend in the front that wasn't fucking blowing me that really pissed me off.
Yeah, that really set him off wrong. He did all the driving, and I did all the getting blown.
Well,
it was teamwork.
Yeah, this motherfucker goes, come on, no, don't call a cab. We'll give you a ride home. Right, Brian? In the back seat.
Well, see, you're a good friend.
And then we passed out at Shucker's house. Remember that? Oh, man, that was the best.
It's way too inside. I don't even understand anymore.
Dennis.
Mother Shucker. Menace.
You know Dennis. You've met Dennis. Dennis, Mother Shucker.
Dennis, the Russian guy?
No, that's not.
We have not met him.
Oh. No, Mother Shucker.
We've not met him.
He's nice. He's a good guy.
And then I'm the other one that fucking drove him all the way down to fucking Virginia to meet the other one. And he winds up fucking getting blown on the return trip there, too.
When was this?
You and I, on a whim, coming from Helium, because we couldn't get into Helium.
Not enough talent?
Fucking Virginia on just...
Oh, with fat arms.
I'm sorry, Dutch?
Yeah, but that wasn't a meter to go banger. That was we both.
You guys absolutely ignored my great line.
Sorry.
You guys said you couldn't get into Helium, and I said, why? Not enough talent? See, what I did was...
Hey, he's the comic.
That wasn't a joke. That was a factual statement, yes. And it was just hurtful. But
hold on. Did you guys not have tickets? Too drunk to get in?
While accurate, it was hurtful. No, stupid over there was trying to get in to work out some material at an open mic.
Yeah, what happened was I was
on my... Why just buy tickets then if you're going to drive all the way down to Philly?
Well, it was a last-minute thing. I was in town with Brian. I was staying at his place for a couple of days while I got ready for the Stanhope gig. And one night we got a wild hair. Like, he was like, well, Helium usually does like an open mic or an amateur thing, whatever, these nights, whatever. And I was like, whatever. So I can get on stage and work the shit out. We got there and it just wasn't happening that night. Or they had somebody there and I can't remember who it was.
Philly's funniest competition.
Some kind of horse shit like that. And I was like, well, I can't enter Philly's funniest because I'm not from Philly and I don't hate myself. And I'm the fan of classy sports franchises. And I can't really be a part of this.
And they were in the semifinals, so you couldn't have gotten in if you wanted to.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, because the Jets are that classy.
But I never wanted to because it was Philly.
That's just more mad about the Philly, the Eagles.
I actually love
the Mets.
No, I like
franchise.
It's what's funny is, oddly enough, everything that people hate about Philly is what I like about it. I actually like Philly for the fact that they're just awful people.
I love my hometown, but like, you know, I recognize that we suck, so...
Can I read the article I was...
Oh, yeah, please, Royce, continue.
Are we back to South Park again?
No, 11 obnoxious characters from every fantasy football draft.
Oh.
Yes. Now we're here live with Brian too. Yes. Fuck it, Brian.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Brian. No, by the way, that seashell sound effect is coming back again, man. Something. One of your feed is turned up too much. You're getting ambient sound. Something's going on, man.
Yeah, either you're calling in, producing your phone call the same way you do your show. Something.
There's no need to say that his show is ambient sound. That's not even right.
I'm living life with some burdensome niggas.
Sorry, that's how I feel right now.
11 obnoxious characters from every fantasy football draft. This is some cracked.
This, by the way, I've been wanting to do more cracked stuff on this show.
Yeah, they're great.
Because their articles are all the best.
Number 11 is the fantasy veteran. I can't believe you guys have never done an auction draft. There's so much more strategy involved.
So true, though.
The fantasy veteran is consistently explained to anyone who will listen that football is the most popular fantasy sport because it requires the least amount of skill. He'll reference championships he's won in baseball, basketball, and hockey and will claim that whatever the most obscure sports he's ever played in his fantasy career, he'll pretend he's joking when he calls
it. Wait a minute. So you guys don't play fantasy badminton? You guys are fags.
It's smart enough. Sorry.
I actually was watching an ESPN halftime show or whatever, and they had like a fantasy segment on there. And the dude who was on, who's like the fantasy expert, he kept referencing, I won four of my five leagues last year. He said that at least three times during the interview. So I know what you're
the
talking
first time
about.
Anyone makes the first time anyone makes a pick he disagrees with, this will include approximately all of them, he'll be the first to joke that they might be spending too much time with their girlfriend. He's less likely to mention the connection between his extensive fantasy prowess and the fact that women describe his general demeanor as rapey.
You took Peterson over Rodgers?
What? What are you, stupid? Number 10, you stole my pick guy.
You stole my pick guy is everywhere.
It's like you're standing over my fucking shoulder. He's my fucking next pick.
That guy is everywhere. No, hold on a second. This is a real story.
Yep.
Royce. Mm. Shut up for a second. Let me tell the story.
Okay.
We were doing the Edge FM draft.
Are we going to end up with all the hosts
in the Edge FM?
Yep.
Which, by the way, Mersh was on tilt the entire day, and we heard Sean in the background screaming. We were streaming live when we did the picks. It came down to, I think, like the third or fourth round. We had to start picking quarterbacks. And I was on the phone with Royce at the time, and I saw Roethlisberger there, and I was like, I'm there. Royce starts screaming at me, going, no, dude, that's my pick. I was like, he's right there.
We're
going to pick him. And then, you know, basically he's bitching and moaning. Oh, I got to take Chubb. So you're that guy.
How great would it be if real NFL personnel acted that way at the regular draft?
Don't worry.
Year's pick, the San Diego Chargers take Andrew Luck. No, it's fucking bullshit, man. That was my pick. Like, you know, dude.
Don't worry, Dutch. You're one of these guys, so that might be mine, but we haven't got to yours yet.
Okay.
Bobby Fischer in my fantasy chess competition.
You must have dominated in 72, 73, and 74.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You stole my pick guy. Whereas a fantasy vet can't believe you took Maurice Jones-Drew because it's a non-PPR league, this guy can't believe you took Jones-Drew because it was his very next pick.
You said it was a non-PR league, so no dirty Puerto Ricans?
No, none.
No, PPR.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Number 9, the clueless
which
guy.
Which is predictable Puerto Ricans.
It was just silly enough to be funny.
Number nine, this is the scribe, Mitch.
By the way, I know Brian brought up that he had Bobby Fischer in his chess fantasy league. I had Bobby Fischer in my fantasy Jew-hating league. And let me tell you something, I dominated this year.
A lot of people thought, you know, you should start Hitler. But you know what?
No, but Bobby Fischer really hates Jews. He just didn't have all the tools at his disposal that Hitler had.
Right.
He didn't have the same O-line.
He didn't have the Bill Belichick prowess.
You didn't have Hitler's offensive line. How do you expect to go anywhere?
Okay, number 9. This is Mitch, the clueless guy. The Cowboys are still a team, right? Do they have anyone good this year?
Oh, that was totally Mitch.
He has a vague notion of what the NFL is, but he's pretty sure it has something to do with sports. He'll make his presence.
My favorite part of that statement is the butt.
Yeah.
Because the butt makes no sense. But he's pretty sure it has something to do with sports.
He'll make his presence known in the third round when he starts asking for the availability of whichever long-retired player was most recently on Dancing with the Stars. When you invite clueless guy into your league a few years back.
Is Jerry Rice still playing?
You were hanging precariously on at nine participants with the draft 14 hours away.
Deion Sanders is still in, right?
Yeah.
He's still around.
You know what's great about that, though, is because Mitch, you know, just to be a dick that Mitch is, midway through, he just started paying attention to because we were all live on the air when we were doing that Edge FM draft. When people were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try and get Darren McFadden next. And the next thing he would do is try to get that person's pick. He would scout out and start, like, you know, scalping people's picks just based on what they were saying.
Yeah, he's a dick.
That's why he's 4-2 in the league.
Number eight.
Fuck you. I'm 4-3, asshole.
Okay.
It's not nice.
No, I'm saying that's the reason why he's doing well, because he's scouting picks. He's
that's what I meant. Yeah, I am doing really well. I like that. Yeah.
Number 18.
I'm 4-3.
Number 8.
It isn't about being good.
I guess this lost this weekend.
This number 8, this one's punchy. Number 8 is punchy. It's the super fan. Yeah, laugh now, but Johnny Knox is the steal of the fifth round. You should have seen him in the preseason against the Bills and third string defenses.
No, Hammy, that's Hammy.
And Punchy, both of them.
No, but Hammy's worse about that. I'm going to have the entire San Francisco 49ers on my team.
All right. The superfan shows up for the draft wearing his favorite team's jerseys. Might give off the impression that he was drafted by them in the offseason, since he uses the first person plural when referring to how good our offense looks.
I don't see the camera right now. Merch, are you wearing your jersey again?
No.
No.
For the 14th straight week in a row?
No, it's not. Like, I wear them because, yeah, we do it. Like, I don't know. Just wear them. But it's good luck, bitch.
I like how you just gave up after.
I just collapsed.
He will be utterly shocked and irrational outrage when you take his team's best player one pick ahead of him in the early rounds. But the late rounds are where the superfan really does his damage. He spent his summer reading up on how his team's fourth-string wide receiver might be due for a breakout season, and sees wholly unaware that every beat sports writer in the NFL in the city, in the NFL city in the country, is writing that same article about their team's fourth-string wide receiver.
That's funny, though. That's such a really, like...
Yeah, that's you.
You want to not do that?
That's more punchy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a genuine statement of, like, because every, seriously, you could listen to, grab any local paper, and all they're talking about is, oh, man, Derek James is going to be the big breakout star. He's not.
My sleeper pick for this week.
No, he's not.
Number 7 is the let's hurry it along guy. You know, can you think about who you're going to take before it's your turn to pick, right? Let's hurry it along guy starts heckling everyone who takes over 30 seconds to make a pick. Soon after the second round winds down, his tactic ends up making the draft an hour longer with all the time people spend asking him to kindly shut the fuck up, but he doesn't care.
This is the same ass clown who insists that Peyton Manning is going to dominate this year.
Yep. Number 6. This one's Sean, guy who only plays for money. I would have never made that pick in my other league, but I figured why not take some risk when the stakes are so low. That's you. Fucking, oh, my money league, I try.
That's Sean, yeah.
You may read
two different messages and or texts from Sean saying the same thing. Like, say that, whatever, dude. It's not my money league, so I don't care.
Sean's a little bit of the first one, too.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of the first one.
The money one. You may recognize him from his work in The Guy Who Went Perfect in His Dad's NCAA Office Pool last March. This player will compete in your draft because his friends with other people in the league, but he'll go out of his way to talk about how he's not really taking your league seriously because there isn't any money on the line, Sean. If there's any money on the line, he's in the other league with a $7,000 buy-in, and he'll remind you several times throughout the draft that in his other leagues, he's got much better team and has a shot at winning some big dough.
That is definitely Sean. Although I've seen every one of us in that list.
Yeah.
Everybody's so far, in that list.
I haven't seen me yet, I don't think.
Like, I know which one I am, and I'm three I'm below Sean.
You're the next one, Dutch.
I'm three below Sean.
You're the next one.
Number 5, awful pick guy.
Is that Dutch?
Was that that bad? Because I'm pretty sure I have...
He does have Cam Newton.
Wallace, Cam Newton,
Steve Smith and Jordy Nelson.
And Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, it just I was so enamored in the fact that that was even in the list. I had to pick.
Few people enjoy shitting on Dutch as much as me. And I have to actually give... I do have to lend some credibility to his picks.
No, this isn't the guy.
Some good ones.
This isn't the guy that makes awful picks. This is the guy that tells everybody that their pick was terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He won't say much during the draft, but every couple of rounds he will make a point to tell another player what an awful pick he just made. He
picked up Aaron Rodgers? What a joke.
Awful pick, bro. Or he sucks.
Cow, I did do that when we were live. I was just trashing people. For
he sucks. That's a terrible call. Are the most common variations of his go-to line. If anyone ever calls him on being an insufferable asshole, he usually claims that he's just trying to rattle a few cages. But but no matter how much he claims to be the Sun Tzu of fantasy football.
Sun Tzu.
Sal, I say it like that.
Sun Tzu.
Like the
Sun
chicken.
Tzu.
Pterodactyl.
Kung Pao chicken.
It's Sun Tzu.
Awful pick guy is usually just an asshole.
I like the only word that Maria said in the last half hour was pterodactyl.
That's because she needs another shot of Jaeger.
Oh, yeah.
Royce, how did you say that again?
Finish that, huh?
How did you say that guy's name again?
Oh, it was I'm Not Repeating It, Shithead.
It's Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu.
He wrote The Art of War. It was Asian philosophy book on fighting and battles. And,
okay.
Managing your military.
Stop strip club DJ that tries to be smart and just... break perceptions of what people are that work at strip clubs.
No. Listen, if we're gonna name a character after me, why don't we name that character strip club DJ who can properly pronounce Sun Tzu? How about that? Fucking douche.
And who gets very impressed when I break down what gamey means.
Yeah. Come on, stupid. You're Cuban, but you're not that Cuban. Pronounce Sun Tzu right.
That's hurtful.
You really are the dumbest thing I've ever met.
Zhao was the god of mildly annoying person? People, wasn't he?
Yeah, I do like the Dutch didn't even deem you a stupid person.
Can I be a stupid
You're
person?
You're the dumbest thing. You're the dumbest object I've ever come across in the
Probably universe. The worst person I think I've ever known in my entire life.
Number four, guy.
I don't know. Hitler was pretty bad.
This was no, John. By the way,
on that.
Number four is John, no, guy who drafts Ricky Williams.
That was my favorite.
What
one.
I you did draft. Yes. What I lack in pattern recognition, I make up for in hope.
Yes.
What I lack in pattern.
That's fucking awesome.
I like that's a character, like an entire like subgenre of it.
The guy who drafts Ricky Williams will snag him in the eighth or ninth round and then boast about what a steal a pick he is and how this year Ricky stays healthy, he's going to get it all together.
I love that they name like other names for other sports for that one too, isn't it? Like it's the guy who picked whatever in other sports.
When Ricky inevitably pulls his hamstring in his second game and then fails a drug test in mid-October, this guy will complain about how his team would be so much better if not for injuries and suspension. You recognize the guy who drafts Ricky Williams from your fantasy baseball and basketball drafts, where he was the guy who drafted Ken Griffey Jr. and the guy who drafted Grant Hill, respectively.
You have a great year, dude.
Mike Dicka is
what is that?
Stupidest person alive.
Possibly.
Because of the Ricky Williams thing.
Like, yep.
I've never seen something that ridiculous.
Like, who puts away an entire draft for one player?
Why are you so mad?
I'm sorry.
I do like how fucking genuinely angry he will get fired up about a draft or football.
I got very excited.
You fucking Debo! Like, relax.
Number three was nobody. Number three.
We'll get pissed off to no end.
Number three was
Tebow's
nobody in this
great.
Room.
No, but Tebow's great.
I'm like, punch you in the face right now.
But he's such a dude. To watch the comebacks.
I'm literally getting red in my face right now. Stop
the comebacks the comebacks that not only was he a part of, Dutch, but that he himself orchestrated.
Right.
I'm gritting my teeth and talking through them right now.
Number three was nobody here, but number three is someone in our league. Charlie Sheen's taco stand is number three. The funny guy.
Is Steve McNair still available, guys?
The funny guy can be expected to draft Jeremy Shockey fairly early and name his team the Shockers. Or draft Michael Vick and call his team the Electric Pitbulls.
And who's that guy?
It's not me.
No, I have to admit that I'm that asshole.
Uh-huh.
I am the can't like.
He was the cunt sniffers.
I was the cunt sniffers.
You're crazy.
And but I've also been the guy that's like, hey, is Deion Sanders available? Like, I've totally all those.
Yeah, you were that douche. God, I hate you for
this
that.
This year, you'll definitely be drafting the Bears' Adrian Peterson, and then later offering up for trades for first rounders. He'll also be drafting players with funny names like Steve Breston, Chad Ochocinco, and Vishathan Shian. How do you pronounce that?
Visante Shanko.
Nice one.
You know how I pronounce it? I don't.
Good one. When asked why he drafted Breston so early, he'll likely tell you he was the best available option. I love this guy.
That is so much.
You gotta admit, funny guy. If you're gonna pick the coolest of the most obnoxious personalities, he is least the most tolerable.
Okay. This one was Nathan, who was on the show, and John, who was on the show, and who all of us
not
hated.
Not there or give a crap guy.
Number two, the auto drafter. I was there totally going to take Adrian Peterson if I hadn't missed a draft. There are excusable reasons to miss your fantasy draft. Guys have kids, get married, their wives find out about
guys
their kids
get stranded at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. Wah.
But there's always that one guy who can't be bothered to be at a computer for 3 hours out of the year every year. Yahoo or ESPN will make all the selections for him, and he'll spend the rest of his season bitching about how he was totally going to take insert whatever player kicked his ass that previous Sunday. His list of guys I was totally going to take contains at least 15 players who were gone by the fifth round.
Yes. Dude, I was totally going to get Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady was going to be my backup quarterback. Like, no, it was none of those things were going to happen in real life.
Number one.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Recap the other one. Just say that guy, you know, the title guy thing.
Number 11. The fantasy veteran. Number 10. You stole my pick guy. Number 9, the clueless guy. Number 8, the super fan. Number 7, let's hurry it along guy. Number 6, guy who plays for money, Sean. Number 7, number 5, awful pick guy. Number
Me.
4, yep. Who drafts the guy who drafts Ricky Williams? John. Number 3, the funny guy, Mersh.
Sorry.
Number 2, the auto drafter, everyone else in the league.
That's a good point too.
Number 1 guy,
Hammy.
This is Hammy. Number one
is
the stats guy. If you've done any research, you'd know he's the best kicker from the 40 yards out when you correct for the game played in cold weather.
That's the guy, though. That's the guy.
Dude, look at him against the Bears. Look at his stats. Just look at him.
But we talked about this earlier. Like me and Royce were talking about this during Hippo Juice. Like, they invent stats now just so that every player has a stat. So that you can look at every player and go, he's the first quarterback who in his rookie year scored exactly 4 touchdowns in 5 games with different colored shoelaces on.
And
you're like, what?
A degree in criminal justice.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? You know why?
He is the first quarterback to come out of Notre Dame with an 86% quarterback rating who also happened to be a liberal arts major. And you're like, what does that matter? Why do I care? And then you realize, because if they take away the liberal arts thing, he's not special.
And he's also not a football player.
Yeah, you realize if you take away certain stats, they're just not special.
Right.
And they've done nothing except play okay for a week.
Stats guy likes to tell you that the late rounds are where you can really get a lot of value if you know what to look for. He was thinking about taking the same quarterback as you until I realized that he had a sub 500 completion percentage against the cover 3. Usually it's apparent belief that Chris Montesano or Ron Jaworski don't have shit on him stems from the fact that he's read the 2009-2010 Pro Football Prospects from cover to cover.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
God, I hate Stats Guy. Stats Guy's the worst. I think all the other 10.
That's why he's number one. Yeah. He has to be the worst, Stats Guy.
Because you want to say, like, about 3 to 4 of the guys in the top 10 there, like, they're only annoying during the draft. Like me. Like, I'm the one who, like, will be annoying.
But I think you could take those personalities and apply them to anything. Like, I think those those are people that all have certain character flaws. Like, you got the guy, like bad picks guy, is the guy that literally is also the guy that walks around and goes, you still listen to Green Day? Yeah, I guess they were cool up until, like, Dookie.
Yeah, that's Ryan.
And really, like, guy. Only, like, one song on Dookie was good. Like, one.
And, then, for instance, like, funny guy in the league is the guy that can't hold a job because even in a job meeting, he has to be funny. And say something stupid as like just not
call his manager cunt and think he's gonna get
or
away
just
with it.
Point out something dumb and sarcastic and then go, what, that's not everybody's having fun? Like, no, they're not. So people are very serious all the time.
All right, you want to go take a break?
I do, because
yes,
I need nicotine in my system and stuff and whatever.
All right, well, I got the break. So we right,
before
right
we go to break, yeah. though, Brian, plugs?
Radio Freaks, Wednesdays at 9 p.m.
Nice.
Next week, nice. Next week on the... Huh?
He was playing clips.
Why would you do that? Fucking Mersh, you know... Can't just let me get a plug out, asshole.
Why couldn't you let me keep doing that? To
just one plug, Mersh. Come on.
See if you get any more fucking rides when you get up here, hack.
By the way, who did you have on the show tonight?
We were supposed to have Vinnie Brand. It was a new show, and we had Lakesley Maddox.
You guys have more comedians than Carson. Guys have gone through the circuit.
How about you send a few to your boys here?
Yeah.
Well, I did, didn't I? I tried to hook you guys up with Robert Kelly when he was going to be down in Florida and Jim Florentine.
Yeah, too. Yeah, he was right on with us. They never respond.
We had Jimmy Schubert last week. We had Kevin Heffernan from...
Okay, plug's over.
Before that.
Now you're just showing off. Now you're just showing off.
Now you're just showing off. Now you're just trying
That's
to
like, awesome.
Up us.
And we've got Jim Norton next week. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah, call him a hack.
Hey, by the way, since you seem to be on the inside, any more word on Patrice?
What I have heard is unsubstantiated and complete rumor at this point.
So plus. Off the air.
But what's the rumor?
We're not gonna... The rumor is that, and this kind of goes with what Debbie and I were thinking,
right.
if he's still in the hospital a week after a stroke,
that's what we've been saying.
Good.
It's not going to be good at all. It might be unresponsive.
A week? This happened a week ago?
Yeah, it happened Wednesday. Last week, he's been in the hospital for a week.
I did not. I thought it was a week.
That's why it's a big deal.
Yeah, if he had a stroke that's going to land him in the hospital for a week, that's not a good thing.
Well, not only that,
the way Royce had made it, the way Royce had kind of worded it, which it's not only that he's in the hospital for a week, it's just that there's no... Like, usually if you're in the hospital for a week with a stroke, that makes sense. But somebody will come out and go, no, he's looking good. He's up. He's talking. He's eating.
Right.
And, like, there's been none of that. It's just been...
Yeah. And also, they're transferring him to a different hospital.
For Norton and the guys to say during the show today that we don't know how he's doing.
And they were probably there. If it happened a week ago, they probably went to the hospital at one point.
Yes. And for them to say they don't know how he's doing is not a good sign. If it were something like that. If we're something like a TIA, which is a smaller version of a stroke, he would have bounced back and he would have been maybe still in the hospital, but doing much better and showing signs of improvement. This was probably something.
Wow, you're getting really windy. Yeah. What the hell is that?
Now,
live from the beach.
Merch did have a question that he wanted to ask. Also, since you know that comedy circuit, since he had a stroke, are there any openings at clubs? Because Mersh really needs help.
Is there any work? Dude. Is there any work?
Come on.
No, nothing.
You and I don't feel good about
I'm
that.
I'm just one. Saying, Dutch, I started the show with a stroke, so let's not pretend like I have a moral compass.
Shit. Even I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, come on, Dutch. That. Stop with your fucking folding your newspapers in front of you. Like an
well, I never.
I shocked. And today, the nation mourns. Shut up.
These kids really bother me with their
We're workout. Going to break.
You know, I did hear Ryan Seacrest is going to be replaced this year, and Patrice is going to be co-hosting with Dick Clark.
Ooh.
Oh.
Maybe they co-host together, you'll get one normal person.
Brian, too soon.
Even for you, that's classless.
Nice. Very nice.
All right, I'm going to break now.
I have a bleached asshole.
Yeah, I like this.
Rocking it.
I feel pregnant already. This is great.
Hey, we're up. We're live also on Edge right now.
On Edge FM, where talk lives, unless it's about other shows.
If you want no commercials, head over to Edge FM right now. All right, that was a little
EdgeFM.net/chat for the chat room. Brought to you by.
I need to make a new promo.
Sing, motherfucker.
Hello. Or anyway,
that was my shout out to.
It's sing, motherfucker.
That's first off racist. If we're gonna make a list of what's wrong with it, racism comes first.
racism's actually first, second, and third.
Yeah, so
you keep calling me Babu. I should just leave them the whole clip. Aww.
So
it's okay,
right?
Whatever, dude. Singh is racist against Indians.
Yeah, obviously. Wouldn't you be?
Is that what he is?
He is. I've heard him bash Indians before. I've seen it on Facebook.
Well, I'm kind of up in the air with him because he's also a huge Maroon 5 fan. So
that didn't get
so am I.
No, he really is.
Oh, is he? Then
he
just,
put
then
put on Facebook that he forgot how good Maroon 5's first album was. He's just chillaxing, listening to it.
I'm keeping that one to myself. I got a good one. But anyway.
Don't be racist.
Wasn't racist. It was just wildly inappropriate.
All right. Anyway. So Dutch, what's going on?
I have to share this one with you, Dutch. I'm sorry. Do you have any like friendly music hold music that you could just play for a second?
I could do that.
Friendly music?
I could do it.
Yeah, like phone music hold music. Like, for instance, if I were to say, please hold.
Wait, let me get it.
This is because I got to share this with Royce. It's going to bug me this all right, whole break.
Oh, you mean play it and he'll mute
and
the
I'm going to mute the mic. Right.
Okay, yeah, do that.
All right. Well, hold on. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
In a second.
Hold on.
And we're back. And you.
Anywho. Okay, I gotta.
Wouldn't that be awful if I just said
Dutch,
what you guys were trying not to say on the air?
Get in the edge of frame room. I'm gonna tell you.
It would be the greatest thing ever.
Sign in. You're not signed in. Sign in the edge of frame room.
You would literally be talking about
kicked
for
from
weeks.
The room.
Yes, we all got kicked from the room. That was Sal being a dick.
Yes.
Sal, what is he doing?
I hope he didn't ban me. That's what he's doing now. He's banishing people from the chat.
How great. Anyway, just put it either that or yeah, okay, I'm back in. Go ahead.
I'm going. Hold on.
What are you doing? What are you typing? I don't understand.
I'm typing what was said off
the chat room.
There you go.
Okay. So anyways,
right, Dutch?
Anyways, what you guys were saying off air.
You guys are assholes.
Right, Dutch?
This is now called the Inside Joe Show.
Wouldn't be able to sit with that either. Like,
it's going to be where.
I can't.
Elevator music break. That was funny.
That's like the technical difficulties things that comes on. These two producers are fighting.
We'll be right back. Technical difficulties. I'm saving this for future use.
That will come
in. I'm saving it for future use.
And every time that music plays and everybody comes back hysterically laughing, it goes, sorry, folks, you don't get to know it. So Kim Kardashian's marriage is on the rocks now.
Oh,
they're in trouble.
Dish.
Yeah.
Dish.
Seriously? I don't know why anybody cares.
Maybe they should stop dunking it in alcohol.
Ah.
But Kim Kardashian is apparently mad at what's his face? Chris Humphries or whatever?
Tucker?
Because of the NFL lockout. So she's yelling at him and calling him a bum and telling him he needs to not lay around. He plays for the NBA. Like, how do you fucking?
Yeah, but
how do you fucking?
Great ass.
How do you do that?
He is a professional basketball player. He doesn't need to do anything.
But he's done more than she has.
No, that's not true. Remember that time they took a picture of her? And she was all like, "Hey, look at me."
Yeah, that was pretty much the whole. That's her autobiography,
right?
Like Kim Kardashian.
This guy talk though. He's legally retarded.
Well, of course, he's an NBA player. That's besides the point. Have you seen any NFL?
Jim, you got a really nice butt.
Or what about, did you see the footage of Plaxico after the game this week? Plaxico Burress. He sounds brain dead.
No, I didn't see the footage.
Bro, they all sound like that. The whole interview after the game. Are you excited? You just caught three touchdowns, you know, like right at the end of the game.
Yes, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I was really blessed. You know what I'm saying? Just trying
First of all, thank God.
You know, just working hard. I just want to give it up to God. I'm blessed. You know, just practicing hard. You know, working with the team, offensive coordinator, what have you. You know, just doing whatever we have. You know, just doing work. Working really, hard. Really big. You know what I'm saying? I think we got a good team this year. I hate athletes when they talk.
Trying to put it inside of her butt, but she won't let me.
And then every once in a while, you get
she says,
Troy Aikman.
No, you cannot go for the turd cutter.
And then you're like, every once in a while, you get a Troy Aikman where you're like, wow, you're better. You know, you're a better broadcaster than you were a player.
Not so much a great alleged heterosexual.
No,
but
not alleged.
Alleged heterosexual.
But I mean, it's just oh my God, black, like wide receivers, running backs. Like any kind of black star athlete is always just brain dead when they had. Well, so LeBron, what do you think?
Well, you know, he's really excited. You know, just try to put up as many points as you can. You know, work hard. I'm very blessed. You know, good coaches, good staff. You know, I just love the Lord. You know, Lord God, and just will give it. All right,
it's the same interview every time.
I raped a girl one time, but it didn't really rape her.
Since we were said yes. Exactly. Since we were talking about drinking games, it'd be a great drinking game. Just do a shot every time a pro athlete used the word blessed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't understand how somebody can speak nonsense. Like, I myself could not sit there and say what you just said. Maybe you've seen enough interviews to make fun of them, but I cannot even make up that kind of nonsense. Really
and I wouldn't be able to either. Like you said, I've just watched enough interviews.
Yeah, like, I run out of room. If I don't have a thought, I don't say words.
First off, we were playing a great team.
We
were playing a great team tonight.
That's another one, too. First of all, let's just say right now, you know, we were up against a great team tonight. You know,
defense
really
is
hard.
Really strong. You know, we're just trying to compete.
It's just the worst brain dead. They sound like what Patrice O'Neal probably sounds like right now. Too soon.
I just want to give it up to God. You know, I'm just saying I'm blessed.
I like how we're more offended by like comedians that we like jokes when they're in like dire straits.
You know, before
than
the
we
show,
are, like during 9/11.
Before the show, we were talking about what song to start with, and I also suggested I'm half the man I used to be. I suggested Stroke It. All right, Dutch.
Actually also recommended the entire left part of my body is shut down by Woody Guthrie.
That's not
a very little known folk song.
That's not a song.
That would suck if he came out with a stroke mouth. Like, you know, he actually survives the whole thing. He still has his wits about him, but he starts sounding like Dick Clark. Oof.
How about that one song? I believe Patti Smith originally wrote it, but Bob Dylan sang it. It was now the only video games I'm going to play are PC because I only need one hand. No?
Got it.
That was a little long-winded.
No I way. Got it.
That was a problem.
The new hit song called No More Xbox for this guy.
Oh, this song was done by Dave Grohl, the real talent, and two other losers, Nirvana. Now I know. Dave Grohl, the musical genius, and two faggots.
The guy who carried Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave Grohl, the only real talent on Nirvana. I know who it's from now.
That's fucked up.
He must have been really strong.
The one's a suicidal emo bitch, and the other one's a senator now. So I think Dave Grohl wins at life. Dave Grohl wins at life.
A senator now.
Yeah, it's true.
He's Dave not Grohl a senator, but what
is yes? Is the basis for Nirvana not a U.S.
Chris
senator
now? Chris Novoselic is a senator.
I don't know.
I know he's like a, you know, like a political activist.
Okay. I'll look it up.
And if he is, he's a senator. Oh, shit. And you know if he's a senator, for like the 5th district in like, you know, Oregon. That's like Portland. Like, you know, it's some shithole.
Right. Hold on. Give me a second.
Why do people tag you in things they think are amusing? Stop doing that. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
Why are you so upset?
Because it's annoying.
What happened?
Like, people post something they kind of think is kind of funny, but then they tag me in it, so I'll make sure I'll see it. And it's like, you just post it. it's funny, I'll comment or I'll like
what
it.
What was the last one that posted it that you told you?
The guy that I told you, me and Brian shacked up at his house, Mother Shucker.
Okay, maybe I was a little off. He said elected state committeeman.
There you go. See, that's not the sense.
Committeeman?
How do you go from senator to practically alderman, you fucking douche?
Language.
Language, please. You're making us.
Wait, he really was a senator at one point?
No, he was never a senator.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
He was a committeeman.
Which means he's like basically a glorified alderman. He's probably a county treasurer.
You're a county treasurer.
That would be pretty cool.
That's the worst word ever. Committeeman.
Committeeman.
He ran for the Minnesota Senate. He ran for the Minnesota Senate.
Sounds like a bad punk rock band. The Committeeman.
Or like a Tic Tac flavor. The Committeeman.
Anyway.
I don't.
Nirvana sucked, right?
Wait a second.
No, they were pretty good.
What were you doing?
Guys. How, no.
If you play a bomb, I'm going to comment on the fact that I imagine you on a seesaw all year long with the tilt thing. Tilt this.
I'll play
what
is a
tilt?
Clip.
I don't tilt one way or another when I feel something. I don't slide. I don't lean.
Okay. Anybody play poker?
I got a bomb.
When you're on
it
tilt.
It isn't about being good.
I don't play
it's
poker.
What men do, Marie, you
don't
dumb
play poker.
Woman.
When men get together and do men stuff.
Any male who listens to the show when I say I've got
it's
tilted by something,
phrase.
They know exactly what
no,
I'm talking about.
And honestly, I have to, like, again, I'm not a huge fan of siding with Dutch, but I have to side with Dutch on that one.
Nirvana sucks.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say the word tilt.
I know what it means.
I actually
seems
I say that at work
weird.
All the time. Like, when they'll be like, what's the matter? I'm like, I'm still on a tilt tonight. Just you know, yeah. Whatever. It just means you just like literally when you're playing poker and you just give up and you're betting
yeah,
everything. You just fucking don't care
something.
Anymore. It's like you see the guys that are trying to lose their money so they can just cash out and call it a
no,
day.
Mersh, what happened there was Marie was grasping at straws because she had a horrible joke and just went for the first thing she thought of. I don't get the whole tilt thing. Why do you say tilt?
Okay,
yeah, Marie.
Know what that was.
Face. You flooded her house, and she still
so
she
unfair.
Was she still treated you very nicely.
Still opened her home to you.
So unfair.
She it wasn't fair for you to flood her house.
And you know what? I honestly like you know after. You know, like I don't know, man. I just personally, I wouldn't have treated Marie that way. And I know I always try to think like, what would Robo
treat
Jesus?
Marie.
What would Robo Jesus like do? And I know that Robo Jesus. Would have never spoken to Marie that way.
You really think it went there with the sole intention of flooding Marie's house to
yes.
that point?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Would you? Oh, what? You booked a plane ticket to go to Haiti to build orphanage? Get the fuck out of here. We know what your real plan was. You sinister fuck.
Sorry.
It's out
Maria,
now.
Sorry.
Oh, it's out now.
Now I'm looking at Western Echo. Joel didn't flood your house. He blessed it.
He baptized it.
I'm actually an ordained minister in the Universal Life Church of Modesto, California.
No one recognizes that.
Well, it's the only place you can get an online registration to be a minister. So I'm actually a pastor. So I would appreciate if you guys called me Reverend from now on.
Oh, I did that Unitarian Church years ago. I had them send me the little...
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm technically the Reverend Mersh. What is this?
There's gonna be a floody. Lord said to Noah, there's gonna be a floody.
Back. Children of the Lord. Me and Dutch know. Me and Dutch know. Can you stop that, Murph?
None of those drops have anything to do with what we're talking about.
I just wanted it to end.
Actually, they had everything to do with it.
Yeah, and I just ended it. So I just wanted the song to stop, and it did. So it was effective.
You know what else is effective? Asking
a cup of Jesus.
That.
It's true, but this also works.
Back. I'm living life with some bird.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
What, were you offending somebody that you were concerned about?
Yeah, I get very worried sometimes at the sensibilities. The people that listen may not be in tune with my own.
What sensibility do you have?
Well, for instance, I don't kill people.
Yet.
Because you don't have the opportunity.
That's about it. I just don't kill people. Everything else is pretty much
up in the air.
Yeah, no, it's all fair game.
Most dangerous game.
It's like Hunting Man,
like bounced abortion checks.
That was a great book.
What, Hunting Man?
No,
The Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a great story.
Was it about hunting a man?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, man is the most dangerous of game.
It is true.
Everybody knows that.
No, especially Rambo.
Because man thinks.
No, because from what I remember, they drew First Blood.
Yes, they did draw First Blood. David Caruso and his friends.
Yes.
Brian Dennehy and David Caruso and all the other evil Irishmen. There really was a lot of bad Irishmen in Rambo. I don't think I've seen more Irish slaughter ever in a movie than Rambo.
Or in even real life.
Really? Yeah, no.
Sorry, I just heard David Caruso.
Frank, he's never been good in anything.
Ever. In anything ever.
Then Kiss of Death, which was the ultimate suck movie because you had David Caruso and Nicolas Cage together.
That's awesome.
It was epically bad.
Epically good, you mean?
And then Nicolas Cage had the inhaler the whole movie, and he's like, metal spoons. I can't use them.
Did you see Bad Lieutenant?
I can't have metal in my mouth. It bothers me.
Did you see Bad Lieutenant with the one with Nick Cage?
No, I didn't. I didn't see
why? That. You're missing out on one of the best Nick Cage movies ever.
I'm a cop. Was that the gist of the movie?
He was a crack addict cop.
I'm a crack addict police officer.
I hate him.
One of the good things I will give John, he does a fantastic Nick Cage impression.
Yeah. I haven't heard his Nick Cage
yet. It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
His Paula Poundstone's pretty good, too.
Oddly enough, his Paula Poundstone as Nick Cage both sound like Carlos.
It sucks now. Patrice and her can't ever be at the same place because they're both going to sound alike. Him and Paula Poundstone talking out of the side of the mouth and all. So
I can't tell who's who. Which one's fucking the kid? That'll help me narrow it down.
Could still be
allegedly.
Could still be both. And allegedly. And allegedly.
Which one's allegedly fucking the kid? And which one's the huge diabetic?
By the way, I got an email back from Paula Poundstone's publicist. He's like, oh, you know, we'll keep you in mind. We don't have much time right now, but don't worry. We're going to get an interview with you and her. You know, she's a single mom raising a couple kids, and, this, you know, I'm sure you could understand.
Awesome. Did they mention something about doing a turkey sandwich?
No. But I said, yeah, sure.
She's right back. Yeah, I know. I mean, between feeding them and putting them to bed and fucking them, she has to be exhausted. Allegedly,
guys.
Allegedly. I was on again.
Yes, it was allegedly that she had sex with multiple children in her own home.
Two. Allegedly two.
All right.
Female still, two.
That's multiple. It's more than one. She allegedly had sex with them.
She allegedly just smushed her vagina against the 12-year-old's vagina.
Okay. She scissored allegedly with a 6-year-old.
Just mushing them, just back and forth.
Allegedly,
Dutch. Sound like Dutch. Separate your hands.
Allegedly.
Have you ever seen, like, in Moms Teaching Teens, when you see, like, an old floppy pussy next to, like, a young one?
Right.
You know, like, that's what that looked. It was just bad. It was bad. Allegedly, it was just
allegedly.
Bad.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it makes that whole, like...
Yeah, it makes it like slide, almost like a sliding noise.
Right. Allegedly, though,
it almost looks like a sound. It would be the sound like if slugs were really huge, you could actually hear them walking. That's what that sounded like. Allegedly, so is that bad? All right, I'm sorry.
Are we technically liable for lawsuit?
No, because
because we all signed a paper, so we're good.
If you're making fun of a celebrity, I think if it's satire, it's okay. And also, if you say allegedly towards any accusations,
Tom Cruise is gay.
Allegedly.
Okay, dude, now you just ruined it. Can we say it without having allegedly effort?
No, because he's not. We don't. That could be liable. That's liable because
on the internet though, like
it doesn't matter. Slander doesn't matter. Slander
it has
it could
to be
anything.
A provable factual statement.
Right.
So you have to say like allegedly Tom Cruise is gay, but you can say black people commit all of the crimes.
Yeah, because that's not anyone in particular.
Well, and it's also not allegedly. It's very much proven.
Okay,
it's a fact.
Here's the fact: 80% of prisons are made up by them.
You know what? If you said all black people commit all the crimes and they sued you for libel, you could simply submit a newspaper as evidence. What?
No, it's touch summary.
I got Marie drunk and she's tired now.
Yeah, I
got
to go to bed.
Go to bed, go.
It's past my bedtime.
All right, ho.
Damn, there's no way to talk to a bitch.
There's no way to talk to a bitch.
That totally just made my night.
Good night, babe.
Like, Marsh's random morals just came out from nowhere.
There's no way to talk to a bitch.
Get out of here, ho. That's no way to talk to a bitch.
Well, you just called her a bitch.
Yeah, that's how you talk to him.
That's what you say.
Yeah, I would have been like, I would have been like, all right, go to bed, Marie. Bitch.
That says good night.
I would have said, yeah, all right, bitch, go to bed. And it would have been cool.
Sign out of Facebook. I don't want boner pictures.
Oh, shit.
Damn it. Damn
that would have told her. Her Facebook would have gotten raped tonight.
That's not good to do to a girl.
I would have found that picture of the dude jerking off with diarrhea. That would have been her default
pick. I have it if you want it.
It would have been her, it would have been her default pick tomorrow.
Worse. Sorry, I had to.
One last time with the cat.
Good night, Marie.
All right, well, we only got a half hour more of this horse shit.
First off, language.
Fucking tired.
If I knew you were going to be working blue, I wouldn't do the show with you.
I
would have never signed up for this.
This is not what I wanted to be a part of. I thought this
half hour, by my estimation, you only have been like 10 minutes.
I like what you said even better.
Yes.
Because I'm tired tonight.
Because Brian, I'm you know, just,
hey, Brian the Ginger Smith, if you post one more picture on my Facebook wall, I'm going to come to Philly with the sole intention of removing your ball sack.
Who's worse for posting pictures, though, him or Ellis?
Right now, him, because he's posting them on my wall.
Ah, let me check your wall. It should be pretty cool. You're hilarious. Hold on.
Whereas Ellis posts his douchey pictures on his own wall.
Oh, I see.
By the way, Brian, please have a little show some class. Why do you got to go right automatically for the picture of me and Patrice? Like literally still alive. Stop.
I know. I was saying the same
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ, memorialize the guy once they pull the plug. But for Christ's sake, for right now, holy shitballs.
Hey, Dutch, didn't you meet Patrice?
Yeah.
Talk about him in a memorable way.
He was a nice guy. He gave us, you know.
But would you? Would you
like this?
Hippo juice, nigga.
Dutch, would you post a picture of you like? All right. Suppose I fucking got mowed down by gunfire.
God
on the show,
willing. Which God would be awesome. Willing.
But would you post a picture of me and you together like that day? Like, oh, I knew him.
No, or ever.
Really. But I'm saying in general, why do people do that? Why
do I have the full Patrice clips, or do you guys have them? I don't have them.
I don't know. I don't think I have them.
But why do they have to do that? Like, so many people, like comics and shit, too. Like, when Mike DiStefano died, every asshole that had ever photo taken with him is posting the picture. And it's like, just stop.
Remember when Mitch Hedberg died? He was just, you know, just sad. Shut up. Hedberg was okay, but it would have gotten old by now. So let's not pretend.
I was a little distraught when Geraldo died, to be honest.
Yeah, so was I, but what I'm saying is if you had a picture of him and you, like, you'd met at a show, would you that day jump right on putting the picture of you and him up? Like, come on, man. Just like.
Well, if you're a comedian and he's a comedian and something bad like that happens, I would expect nothing less, right?
No, actually, to me, it's opportunistic and shitty. Unless you guys hung out every day and played Xbox together and were best friends, it's just opportunistic. It's like, hey, I worked with this guy once. That's what it's saying.
Yeah,
that's
Brian,
what they're doing.
Jerk. What are you doing?
I'm not saying everybody's like that.
Brian is the worst person.
Has good intentions and he's a good guy.
He has no intention. He has the worst intention ever.
But a lot of comics and a lot of people in this business do that. They post the picture of the guy who's like in ICU right now. And it's like, all right, we get it. You've met the guy.
Isn't it ironic that it's called ICU, but he can't see anybody right now?
Especially out of one eye.
Because he's in a coma.
Oh, right.
Okay. Dude. Hurtful. Why do you say that, Mersh? Why?
Could just be dead for a
Mersh. Look, if I did say it, I'd own it. What am I like? That's yeah. Look,
I'm just trying to do what you said before the show. Get everyone to hate you and go. Royce is a nice guy.
That's what you do, you asshole. But no, Patrice is the epitome of everything I enjoy about what I do, which is ripping shit apart, having fun with it, being real about it.
Being black.
And he's what?
Being black.
Yeah, whatever. But like, well, we are both very black too.
But I don't see any part of his philosophy or who he was being pissed at anybody cracking a joke right now. Because he was the guy that said, I don't want to take away your ability to say the word nigger because it shouldn't be illegal for you to hate. Right. I want you to be able to hate me because I want the
ability to hate you.
Yeah, I want that also, that vice versa. Like, I get to hate you and verbalize it. And he's always been my hero for that. So, fucking whatever. He would be cracking jokes about somebody right now if the roles were reversed. So, whatever. Crack jokes, whatever. He's fucking old strokey face.
You think he's still wearing a chain? Like a big you people chain?
A big you people
chain?
Yes. He wasn't a big chain guy.
Yeah, he was.
I think a little bit, but he wasn't, I don't know. There's a lot of things about Patrice that weren't very niggery.
You're right.
Like, he wasn't like all, like,
he had a job.
Niggerish.
But like, he had even the clothes and stuff. Yeah, he got a little, you know, he got a little Kings of Comedy with it. But he wasn't like, I don't know, he never looked like, God. Like, I don't see Patrice. I've never heard him speak or see him on a show and been like, oh, what a fucking nigger. Like, he's not, I don't know.
He's too smart for that.
Yeah, he's not. Like, and even he said, like, when I remember hearing him talk about still, like, he said something about still paying money-wise for his nigger-rich days.
I don't know why Western Echo posted it. He goes, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend your right to say it. And then he said Voltron said that.
Voltaire.
No, it was Voltron, the robot. Voltron,
yeah.
It's a fact. I saw the episode. The anime Voltron?
No.
Voltron said it.
It wasn't Voltaire. But it was Voltron.
Dude, I bet you money. I have the clip right here.
I remember because multiple robots formed together before he said it.
It says Voltaire, you illiterate fuck.
I got it right here. Here it is.
Defender of the universe.
See, that was Voltron.
That was Voltron. Who is this?
Who's playing right now?
That's Voltron.
So exactly. So he's right.
But he said Voltaire.
Voltron.
No, nobody said Voltaire. You did. On planet Earth. You're being really
good. Western Echo, can you please tell people it was Voltron so he just shuts the fuck up?
I honestly wasn't paying attention. I was trying to find my own eclipse, but I can't find them. Until a new horrible
menace threatened the galaxy. There was a new horrible menace.
Voltron, the Jews. Is that why Voltron came together? I thought all this time they were fighting another group of robots.
They're dressed like stormtroopers.
They're fighting Jews this whole time?
There's something lost in the translation from Japan.
Ah, I gotcha. And sent by the Alliance. So they defeat the Jews by running around raping women randomly?
No, they defeat the Jews by no matter how hard the battle goes.
Can we go back to what he said?
Do you know that the Japanese
ready to form Voltron?
Do you know that the Japanese had a comic book called Rape Man?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it was, swear to God, you could go to Wikipedia and type in Rape Man.
I'd rather not.
And he was a Japanese, like, vigilante super, like a superhero in a comic books. And he would rape people. Like, he literally, that's what he did.
They love the rape over there.
They're such a weird culture.
God damn it.
And oddly enough, they have one of the lowest instances of actual rape.
Holy shit. The Rape Man was an erotic black comedy satire Japanese manga series for adults. It was credited as being created by writer Kiko Asaki.
By the way, please, if somebody out there, Western Echo, you'll be my hero, if you could just Photoshop me on a cover of Rape Man.
The main character is a high school teacher by day and has spent a surreal brand of justice at night as a rape man under the business Rape Man Services, which is co-run with his uncle, the former surgeon. The Rape Man motto is righting wrongs through penetration.
Swear to God.
I like where this is going.
I was not making this up.
Clients call on Rape Man to handle cases such as revenge of the jilted lover, forming parental bonds through a traumatic crisis, making disruptive coworkers more docile, and other things of that nature.
Jesus when engaged Christ.
In the night, you're not going to rape poor little Selena Gomez.
The Rape Man wears a black leather ski mask shaped like the head of a circumcised penis, but no trousers or underwear. In the middle of the rape, If the woman becomes unrespective or expresses enjoyment, he uses his special technique, such as an M69 screwdriver infinite loop, to apply more pain to the victim. Despite regretting some of the contract he fulfills, he always does his job.
His catchphrase, yelled after every rape, is
"Waggedy smaggedy doo."
Little known fact:
the comic was made to appeal for middle-aged.
If everyone already knows that I was attempted at rape,
the comic was also was made to appeal to middle-aged Japanese men and was discontinued after 13 volumes.
No,
still sensing the concept's marketability, Pink Pineapple produced 9 Rape Man live-action figure feature films. Released between 1993 and 1996.
Live action.
Okay, hold on. I got to look this up.
Yeah.
The first 7 were directed.
That was perfect on the timing. But wait, how do you make a live action rape film? Aren't those illegal? Because all the ones I have are.
All the ones I have filmed. All the ones I have filmed and financed. Have gone south.
Well, they don't really have to be paid when you're raping them, so you don't finance. It's just as building a camera phone.
None of these porn stores want to actually sell it or anything.
Rape Man coming to a theater.
I'm looking for. I think I found the trailer for Rape Man. Yep, I did. Here it is.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm pretty. They said they made a couple feature films. So let's see.
No, not like this.
Jesus.
No!
Other anime, of course.
What a weird culture.
They really are the worst.
So does this mean you're pulling out of the raping business?
Oh, this is a joke.
The rape man don't ever pull out. You got anything?
It's obviously a joke.
Name, no like alias, holds a customer. Really got in his pocket.
It definitely was.
A super magnum condom. Yeah, but I never exist.
Yeah, live action film.
Rape Man Forever.
The Dark Knight music. That's pretty obvious.
It's really good. That's really good. The first Rape Man was released September 22nd, 1993.
Never forget.
Rape Man 2 was March 11th,
Rape Man 2, the Rapening.
I'll never forget where I was the day Rape Man came out.
The Rape Man 3, March 11th, 1994. Rape Man 4, September 30th, 1994. Rape Man 5.
Oh, that was the best one.
March 31st.
That was the one where he fights Tommy Gunn.
95.
In the alley.
Hold on, wait. Just keep going. The Rape
no,
Man
6. No, number 6 is Rape Man Balboa. I remember.
That was the one, yeah.
There's Rape Man 7, 8, and
where's
9.
Where's the one? What was the one with Mr. T? Was that Rape Man 3?
I think it was Rape Man 3.
Oh, yeah, because 4 was the Russian.
Right.
So there were 9 of them released. Hold on, IMDb page for Rape Man.
Okay. Rape Man's awesome. Coming to a theater near you.
Nothing is over!
Jesus. All right.
You're making Rocky references, right?
Do you want to wrap up?
Unless that's Rambo.
I mean, not if I'm raping a bitch.
No, I mean the show.
Because I don't have to stick around.
The show.
Oh. You want to wrap up, Sean? What do you think?
This
is democracy, you know.
That's fine. I don't give a shit.
I think it ultimately comes down to Judge Royce.
Time to wrap up.
What do you think? Should we wrap it? Wait. Should we wrap it up? What do you think, T-Pain?
Yeah.
Okay, T-Pain says we should wrap it up. I wish I had No-No Cat.
Rape me.
Yeah. I do.
Oh, God!
Oops. Nope, not that button.
Rape me, it isn't about being good! Rape me.
Oh, here's No-No Cat.
All right, kids. I was just going to say, all right, kids, it's going to wrap it up for us here at the Fifth Circle. If you're listening,
fuck you.
It's probably Friday night, so we'll be back next Friday night live from 6 to 8. And please do me a favor and buy my CD on iTunes, Killjoy by Mersh. Yes. It's also on Napster and Zune and all that horse shit. And Dutch, I got your copy coming up soon.
Who uses Napster?
Good.
Well, it's still there, though.
Twitter.
Let's put it this way. I paid the distributor to put it on iTunes. You pay a flat fee. You're allowed to put it on all the other stores, and they collect all the money for you anyway. So wasn't going to go, no, don't put it up there.
Sir, just send it to me.
No, I'm not talking to you. I was talking... Now we're all fucking. I wasn't talking
I'm
about
so
you.
Screw up right now.
I was talking to Royce about the.
Sorry, I was
taking
absence tonight, and I'm all jacked.
All right.
God damn jacked.
Thank you for listening, guys. See you next Friday.
Go fuck yourselves.